Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felt it. That's right, it's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing side business as usual, you are. You're a very busy lady.
I am. I'm busy, busy, busy.
Well, you know what? The poops never quit pooping.
No, they really don't, despite Mother Nature trying to hide it from me.
Oh, I know.
It's really hard.
It's been nice to have an actual winter. But I think, I was looking at the weather, I think it's over for a minute.
Really?
I think it's going to pretend to be not so wintry, and then it's going to snow in like February.
Mother Nature's on her days off?
Yeah. It's not that time of the month. It's not that time of the year. It's not that time.
Going to get moody again real soon. It's good for the rivers.
Yeah. It's good for the rivers and the children. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. All the parents that are like, oh, my kids are staying home from school today.
It blows my mind. Well, okay. Let's pay some bills quick. Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Thanks for joining us. We're at Traeger's Bar, as we usually are, with the old doghouse and the nachos and the wieners.
Wow, those always get me in the doghouse. Nachos and wieners get me straight in the doghouse.
Yeah. I think it's closed today, but it's normally... Oh, wait. What time is it? Yeah, it's closed. But it's always open, except for right now.
There's a dude in there right now.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a light on and a dude.
Oh, I don't see anything. My reflection is really blinding.
I think.
Blinded by the wiener.
All the stories I could tell.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't me, man. It was just my roommate in college.
Happy New Year. I don't know if we've recorded an actual 2024 episode, and this might be our first one, and I'm so excited. I'm also sick.
We're thrilled. I think I'm getting sick.
We're thrilled. I have a cough from Macedonia, olden days.
I have children, and they have a biblical cough. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want me to thwack you on the back?
No, like, that's not going to help. But I did take some cough medicine, over the counter. And you brought me honey, which I do have at home. But thank you for the... I really thought you were saying, honey, I have something that'll make you feel better. Not, I have honey, it'll make you feel better.
It was like an idea. It was like, honey. Like, I have honey.
Yeah.
I got excited.
You
did not.
Odd.
Do you have new glasses?
I do. Thank you for noticing. I don't know how I feel about them yet, but I do have new glasses. They're very... I don't know, Indiana Jones scholar looking.
More like the, what's the dude that's in the mountains but not Indiana Jones? It's not Sherlocky. Like if Sherlock and Indiana Jones had a baby, it'd be Sherry Jones, but that's kind of where they meet.
All Indiana Holmes.
Oh, that would have been better. Well, Indiana Holmes could be a great market.
You know what? That actually sounds like a pretty good book. Like, if you mashed up that and wrote a book about it, that'd be pretty cool, man. If you were, like, a sleuthing, monument-finding, I don't know.
Sleuthing, that's never been called that one before.
I will say that the intro to Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, I believe it was the Temple of Doom, when they're in the Asian restaurant, like, the really fancy one, I can still remember that as a child, and it really, really bothering me. I don't remember any song. I just remember a lot of gore and like
and somebody
scene.
Sliding in like ice and shit.
I think was there an ice
and then a young child pulling some people in.
Yeah, and like a chest exploding or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I guess we need to watch Indiana Jones again.
We do, but you just said something that made me think.
I think
somebody in college tried to torment me in English by doing this. or I did it to my students. Anyway. Where you take, like, the character, the setting, and the plot, and you pick them from three different things. So, like, if you had the Little Mermaid as the character,
okay,
the setting of Indiana Jones, and the plot of...
Titanic.
Yeah! Shit, yeah. Oh, crap, yeah. What story would that be? Well, you can't really have Titanic, because that's, like, a leg up for Mermaid. That's a tale.
I can't get up there. She's definitely lower class.
I don't think she'd do very good in the Indiana Jones.
She could climb through a hole. Did you say hole? No, I said hole.
Now I'm overthinking this. I don't think she'd survive in the Indiana Jones thing.
No.
Yeah, no.
In the Sahara?
She's all spitting
She's
on herself.
Like, I am the mirage.
Oh, no. Yeah, she'd be a pancake with that giant rolling ball.
We all would.
No, I'm pretty fast.
Oh, really? You can outrun a giant rolling
Yeah.
What is it? A boulder? That's a nice boulder.
I think I could hurdle it.
I couldn't. I'd get squished. What a way to go, huh?
Squished like a pancake.
Did you hear about Alicia? She got boulder squished. Boulder Dash!
Oh, isn't that a game?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how to play it. But.
Or it's just something Indiana Jones does.
Yeah? Oh, he was the original Boulder Dash.
It's like Door Dash, but I'm more like a date dash. Like I'm on a date, I don't like anybody, all of a sudden I don't know.
I saw a hashtag Door Dash it, like just randomly on advertisement, and I was like, I didn't read it correctly. And I read it as Door to Shit. And I'm like, that is so weird. What is that advertising? And then I put it together and I'm an idiot, but I'm all Dorta shit. Who the hell's Dorta?
Why is she taking a shit?
Why is she da shit? Like, why is she so cool? That's where I put it. I don't know.
I saw something on Instagram and it was so funny. It was all these like restaurants or places to stop that have weird names. Mm. And then they had people like run in there. And so it starts with this lady running out of Staples all excited. And she's like, oh my God, Staples has Staples. And then in the next clip, some lady's running into Dick's and some dude's like skipping into Come and Go.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, those have all been ruined for me.
Yeah. Well, and whenever they built,
like here, is Dairy Queen like kind of a game?
They built here, they built Chick-fil-A and Dick's and Five Guys and then Sleepin' Air or like some mattress place.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were like, dang.
That whole neighborhood's like a
Five
brothel.
Guys, a chick, and Dick's. Yeah. So, yeah.
So what is Dairy Queen?
Delicious.
Oh, I was like referring to like a lot of, you know, like gay dudes are like, oh, I'm a queen. I don't know. Why are they like princesses? Queen.
Why are they called... I don't know, man. Did you see that the Lady of Wales is in the hospital because she has some stomach problems?
It's called bulimia.
Do you follow the Britain's royal family problems?
No, I don't even follow my own family.
I feel like in the 80s and like, there's some people that are really into
I was when that. Princess Di was around. Like I stayed up for her funeral and I had... a friend over spending the night and he was snoring and I smacked him. I was like, it's the moment of silence. It's 3 o'clock in the morning here, but it's fucking their time. Oh, I cussed again. Golly gaw.
Well, it's Princess Di.
It was Princess Di. And then I drove around with her picture on my console, on my car.
You're lucky you didn't get tracked down by pops and ran off the road.
Oh, paparazzi?
Yeah.
I'm not popular.
You would have been with
I would have been boulder dashing.
With her picture. You would have been Dorda. Oh.
Crunch.
Dordai. Oh, too soon. Because your hair looks really nice today.
I straightened it. Yeah.
Oh. Instead it's been a minute since I've seen it.
Yeah. And I think like it kind of...
Well, yeah, you have that side...
Gives me like a side mullet.
Oh, I like it.
Like a shorty long back.
You haven't straightened it in a while.
Uh-uh. Because I'm naturally curly, but I decided to go straight.
You usually have had ramen hair for
and now
the last
I don't know what to do when the other side of my hair grows back.
Well, no, because one ever does. It's like they go through that.
My roots
stage.
Are dark, so and it's curly, so that side of my head's gonna look like pubes.
We're
gonna
ew.
Well, what the hell else is it gonna look like?
I don't know.
I have a dark, short, curly patch. What else would that be?
There you go. There was this commercial on. It was during one of the wild card games, I think, but. Over the weekend, football. Yeah. Don't even talk about the Eagles. Anyway,
what's a wild card? That's usually a blind date.
Oh, it's the playoffs. But there was this commercial about a mole. It was like a commercial for internet or Hulu or one of the, I don't know what it was a commercial for. Actually, this story sucks. But there was this mole that he's like, you guys want to see my mole that looks like Abraham Lincoln? And then he shows people, and it's so gross. And I'm like, how did they allow that on TV? Honestly, he's gonna give me nightmares. It's awful. I'm gonna show you later.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see now. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. The moles that have hair, they get me, and I don't know why. I have like 3 moles, but they're hairless. I have hairless moles. I don't know.
Can you please put that on your dating profile? Oh, have you downloaded one yet?
No.
Still, huh? All right.
No.
I was gonna update. Everyone, because you said you were going to.
No, I don't have the balls to go on a dating profile.
You've changed your mind. You were so into it that night.
I was probably drinking or tired. Hold on, let me take a drink of my beer and change my mind in 5 minutes. Hold on,
I'm on it.
No, but I've decided, because I don't think I'm ready to date. I want to. I hate everybody. But I think I should be like the dating person. Like, I want to have, you know, I'll take...
Oh, yeah, you've mentioned this.
Let's just say you want to start dating or something. I will take the applicants. I will interview them.
So you want to be a matchmaker?
Yeah, I think that's
what I should
be.
Have you ever seen that show on Netflix?
No.
Oh, it's a job. It's a real job.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be farming to this matchmaker. Or match breaker. We know one of those.
I'm like, yeah, well. You better get on it.
I think I could do it. How much would you charge for that?
I would have to see results or your previous. I would need to see.
Oh, I'd have to have a portfolio of Vegas weddings and babies.
Yeah, okay, things that have worked
pregnancy
out.
Pregnancy tests.
Yeah,
got it.
Exactly. I don't know about that last one. Things that have worked.
That's usually my dates end up as.
Yeah, I know. Your dates are very expensive.
I'm
You're
fertile.
Not a cheap date, that's for sure. That is for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go get your paycheck for 18 years, homeboy, and better knock it off. I just am fertile.
Yeah, I know.
I won't even drive by a spring bank without my windshield wipers on.
Speaking of windshield wipers, I drove to Albuquerque and my windshield wiper fluid was not working. It was very scary. So I put some in a water bottle. I thought it was empty, so I stopped and filled it up. And I put some in a water bottle. It wasn't empty. Put some in a water bottle, put a hole in the lid and put it out the window and squished.
Didn't it turn icy? Or like
windshield washer fluid in a water bottle?
Oh.
There wasn't water. I drank
I thought it was just water.
It was empty, no. So it was actually pretty good. My hand was freezing, but it worked out. I'm safe. I arrived, but it was either clogged or... I actually borrowed a car. It wasn't my car, so I don't know how this turns out. But I let you know.
Borrowed a car from someone very anal about
your
their car.
Pants, sitting on, hanging on, threads, cliffhanger, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
My friends and I did something naughty in high school, just once. But you can take the hose from your windshield wipers squirter thingy and turn it outward. So like you're passing somebody on a
rude.
Bike and you're squirting. Or like the car next to you. squirt as you drive by.
I thought you were going to say you could put it and pipe it through the vents so that when you pulled it, it would squirt you.
Shit, I'm going to do that next time my kids are in the backseat fighting. They'll knock it off, squirt, squirt.
Oh, I'm like, you call your kids squirt, squirt? That's rude.
Well,
gross.
Gross. It all started with a squirt, but
gross. Horrible nicknames. Never call your kids that ever.
No, but I think we talked about it on the show. The hotel nicknames we had, because those were great. And I feel like I still keep coming up with some new ones.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
What were you called when you were a kid? What was your nickname?
I didn't have one.
Oh.
Leash, that's pretty much it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ashley calls me Ishi, which is, she's the only one that's ever called me Ishi. I don't even know where she came in with it. Huh. Ishi.
Okay, I'll come up with a nickname.
Okay.
Not right now. Don't put me on the spot. Just squirt.
I thought you were going to come through.
I was called Dynamite.
Dynamite?
Yeah, because apparently everyone knew when I was around. I was loud. I was loud and messy. Yeah, caused problems. Loud messy caused problems. I got that when I was like 4.
No, that's squirt. Squirt.
My dad will still call me Dynamite.
Dynamite! Dynamite. Yeah, that's cute. No, I didn't. No. Leash, that's it.
And what's your dog's name? Freddy?
Freddy, yeah. Freddy. Good old Freddy. Good old hairy Freddy. He's really got to go get a haircut. I'm a horrible mother.
I know, I need to
I'll just make Jessica do it. We just take you and my dog to Jessica and be like, fix
Wait,
it.
Me and your dog? I need a bath?
No. A haircut.
I was like, wow.
A haircut.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I'm like, we've been homies for a while, but I think I'm bathing myself for the most part. But we are getting up there in age.
You are, and I'm so glad that you guys have each other.
Yeah, and if I had to bathe her, I'd bathe her.
Yeah, well.
Get the garden hose and tell her not to bitch about the temperature.
Because they're very cute.
Really? I have videos of you guys singing together.
Yeah, that's true. We're very cute.
You guys are. You guys are great friends.
I know. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Moose knuckles. Anyway, I meant to tell you that my ankle still hurts. It's definitely a sprain, because if I would have broke it, it would have, like, not been lasting this long, but it's definitely a sprain. It's the long...
What the hell? A break would last longer than a sprain, right?
No, sprains last long time.
Why?
To heal?
I think a break does. Look at my head. I'm still healing.
He sprained it.
I have two skull fractures.
No, you got metal.
That's considered a bone, right?
It is.
Right?
A bone.
Well, a fracture is considered. Skull? No, yeah. No, not that. Oh. Sorry, I said it wrong. But a fracture is considered a break, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So I don't. Next time I get in a relationship and get out of it, I'll be like, no, we didn't break. We strained.
We strained up.
We strained up. Oh, you're a freak. That's why.
Like, strained up. Let's go.
I'm like, don't you make me strain you.
Re.
That's restrain, right?
Oh. I think, yeah, that's restrain. I was being like Freddy Krueger.
So. I don't think I could restrain anybody.
Yeah, probably not.
I hate being touched, so. Like, yeah. Even hugs. I'm all, ew. Restrain yourself.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. What is... I'm going to give you three things, and you tell me what's creepier. Okay?
In general? Like, for me or for most people?
For most people, what they think is creepier.
I'm speaking
on air. Guess maybe for you. Well, just take it. Just hear me out.
Okay.
Okay. People that go to Disneyland alone. Two, people that coach kids' teams that don't have kids. And three, people that go to kids' movies alone. Adults that go to kids' movies alone.
I feel like you have a theme of possible pedophilia going on.
Yeah, well, creepy.
And for the coaching one, and I just know this, I think it depends on if they get paid. Because, like, there's some, high school teachers and middle school teachers that get paid a stipend for coaching on top of their very sad teacher salary.
Okay.
So that isn't really pedophilia.
I think I was thinking
that's
more yaffle.
That's mortgage.
Like, younger.
Oh, yeah, that... Well, and... Parents are such high maintenance right now. Like, their kid isn't going to play and they're going to bitch at you. Who wants to do that unless you're getting paid?
That's
so,
true.
I don't know. They either pedophiles or glutton for punishment. Or they want someone to tell them that they're doing great because they have, I don't know. They have some problems with their childhood where they were told they suck. So they want, I don't know, 7-year-old to make a goal. Disneyland. That's really expensive. Like, I don't know about that one because maybe it's been, you know, somebody's like, I've never been to Disneyland. I wanted to my whole life. And they're just taking it off a bucket list. But like at our age, if I had X amount of dollars and I could go to Disneyland or a week on the beach, last thing I want is some damn kids and a long line.
You could do both, though. You could go to the beach one day and then go to Disneyland the next day.
No, there's still children and crying and bitchy parents. Okay. You cut in line. What do you mean my kid's not tall enough for that ride?
Okay.
Yeah. No. I think you would have to pay me to go to Disneyland.
Okay, so that's the second one. And then the third one?
What was the third one?
Going to a movie.
Oh, a movie? Sometimes people like the lame humor because it's so subtle that the kids don't pick up on it, but there's some funny stuff. But to me, I like to go and see those and pick up on the adult humor with another adult to make sure that I'm not an idiot and be like, did you get that? You know, like, I don't know.
Okay, so you're saying watch it at home, not go to the movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because again, kids.
So what order would you put them in? Ooh, excuse me. What order would you put them in?
It's like from best to worst. Oh, creepy?
Creepiest.
Free coach.
Okay.
I'm going to say theater because it's dark and there's no accountability in the dark. And Disneyland, just because it could be a bucket list.
Yeah.
Okay. Dark theaters and dark places with kids. Shady. Because how many parents drop off their kids and still leave? I'm like,
well,
no.
And why would you go alone to see a kids movie when you know that there's other kids in there and they will be screaming? It is bad enough to go watch an adult movie with a screaming kid, but you are walking into that situation knowing that there's going to be kids.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, Disneyland,
that's the creepy one
list
for me. And then I'm going to have to say, I have a toss-up because I don't have kids. So I feel like if I wanted to coach a team, I should have the opportunity to, and no one should be like, oh, she's creepy.
Well, okay, here's where my mind went on that. But I've been a teacher forever, and I have kids, and I have my kids have friends over, and blah, blah, blah. And if a kid falls, and all of a sudden I'm trying to, like, put hydrogen peroxide on their knee or their elbow, and then it's like, oh, my God, she touched me. I don't want the responsibility of physical contact with a child without their parent there. So that is, you know what I mean?
Well, I guess maybe if it's, like...
I mean, there is light there, not in the theater.
Coach. I used to coach Upward. Were you familiar with Upward?
No, but I'm sure it's opposite of Downward.
Yes. But it was a faith-driven league. They played basketball, football, flag football. They play sports, and it was at churches. They play at churches. So I coached a girls' basketball team with Upward. Look up here. Upward, and I would have hated to think that anyone was like, oh, she didn't even have kids. What is she doing? You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't get paid. It was volunteer.
Well, there's a bunch of teachers that don't have kids, and that's probably why they don't have kids.
They're like,
are you going to work? Yeah, I'm going to go get my daily fill of a prophylactic.
If I see one more, I'm going to get Yeah.
No, my brother doesn't have kids, and he's, you know, I'm part of a litter. Yeah. He's the only one that does not have kids, so he'll come home for the holidays or Christmas, and he's always like, all right, well, I'm going to go home and get a vasectomy.
I'm going to go home and not breed.
And he's just dealing with the family. Like, these are your nieces and nephew, and it's like 4 days, and he's like, done.
Well, I have nephews, and they're perfect little things, so I don't want kids. I can put my nephews on a pedestal and have them live there and spoil them and love them and have that be enough.
Most of mine live far away, so I don't see them that much. Like, yeah. We used to see each other quite a bit, and then COVID, and we just never got back into our routine, I guess.
Yeah, well, my nephew, shout out to Caden, he fixed my truck, changed out the alternator and fixed some electrical shit in 2 hours. He's pretty genius. All the while, Christian went exploring down by my house and found a bunch of shovel heads and was very impressed by himself. So,
why are people breaking shovels behind your house?
Good question. It's in front of my, like, down the hill, but he's like, there's so many shovels down here.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a shovel cemetery.
So it just breaks off the stick handle thingy?
Yeah, that's all they were. He brought one up to my house, and I was like, okay, please don't bring any more. He's like, there's so many. I'm like, okay, cool, but I don't need them.
Like, can you still sell metal?
I don't know. Maybe. Some recycled. Because
I'd get all of them.
Oh.
The poop, we go through our shovels quite a bit.
Do you have a dumping? Do you dump your shovel heads in front of my house?
No, because they're not pointy shovels. They're like...
Yeah, these are not pointy shovels either.
They're the square thingies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Square thingies.
Yeah, because we can scoop poop in there.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm not really familiar with the types of shovels that are best for scooping poop. So I don't know. I'm speaking out of my...
You have one in your backyard, you ding-dong.
Oh, one of those?
Yeah.
Oh.
God.
I didn't know, man.
Maybe she is getting sick, guys. She's usually not the ditzy one. That's me.
Oh, maybe
she wants to be like me.
I didn't know that that's...
Do you want to be like me?
Oh, usually.
Did you say not usually?
I said usually, but...
Oh.
Either way. I want to be like Mike. Duh.
Jessica's brother?
Just kidding. Michael Jordan. I want to be rich and black and man.
And tall. You want to reach tall
places.
Yeah,
and I want to be really good at basketball.
I like to watch basketball. I'm just
you know,
not athletic.
That was my dream growing up, was to be the first woman in the NBA. And then they invented the WNBA. You know how pissed I was?
You're all, what? You should have copyrighted
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I used to like pretend that Barbara Walters was interviewing me as I was outside in front. I didn't have a lot of friends.
Wow, so you just talk to yourself?
Yeah.
As you're like looking in the mirror and like, you're holding a bar of soap?
I'd be outside fresh shooting hoops, and it was a live action interview with Barbara Walters, and I'd be like, Alicia, would you like to be? I'm blah, 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 blah.
Wow. I don't think I ever did that. I had an imaginary friend. Did
oh,
you have
I did
an imaginary
too.
Friend?
Hell yeah. His name was JoJo.
Was he like a person?
Yeah, he was a boy.
Mine was named Ned, but he wasn't. He was like just a fuzzy dude, almost like an Ewok, but not an Ewok, but kind of Ewoky, and he lived under my bed.
Oh,
and I always, so I always said I want a kid named Ned, and none of the baby daddies would go for
Ned.
That. So I had a hamster.
How do you like make that an okay name? Nedrick? Nedigan?
Ned, it's just an awesome name. I don't know, it was my imaginary friend.
Nah, I can't do
it. And I have two sons.
Nedany.
Baby daddy said no. So I've had like a fish, a hamster, two dogs, three cats. All named Ned, because I still want a Ned in my life. Like, if I meet a dude named
dream.
Ned, oh,
well, squirt, squirt.
There's my dating goal. I need a Ned. Yeah. I need a Ned.
What if his middle name was T?
Ned T? What does that mean?
Neddy. Neddy Pot. Neddy.
Oh, that's a terrible joke. What if it's like a girl named Nedna? I'd be like, whoa.
Nedna.
I never thought about that.
That sounds like an old school name. Nedna. It's my grandma, Nedna.
Instead of Edna, they decided, nah.
Her parents,
like, no, no, no,
her
Nedna.
Parents had a cold. They're like, Nedna.
Oh, okay, okay. Can we talk about that for a minute? Parents and naming kids.
Oh. Okay.
So, I think If I ever, I try knock on wood, have to do community service. And I've had
every
a litter.
Day I wake up as community service. Go ahead.
Same. I've had a litter, right? And I know, like, you've been in labor for 3 days, blah, blah, blah. You're on pain meds or you're just exhausted. Hopefully you kind of planned the name ahead. You know, you've had 9 months, but like, well, if it's a girl, it's this, and if it's a boy, it's this, even if you found out the gender.
Yeah.
But yet, the spelling is lost all of a sudden. So I think if I get, what I just call it, community service, I want to volunteer at the maternity ward because I'm an English major, English teacher. Mm-hmm. Phonics works for me. Mm-hmm. And so when they fill out the birth certificate and they turn it in, I'll red ink it and put it back in room 209 and be like, that's not the way you spell this name.
That's
and there's really not an apostrophe there because it's not a plural of anything and it's not showing ownership. And we don't have a capital in the middle unless we're separating it. And so, yeah. Because, I mean, as a teacher, you look at these names and you do, like, first day of roll call and you mess them all up because phonics didn't work for their parents because they were up for 4 days in labor.
Well, I don't know. I think that it's situational. I know someone that just named a child recently that I'm very close to that has a middle letter that's capitalized.
Like it, Deanza? Sorry, Deanza, kind of. I use your name.
Kind of.
So it was like a blend?
They don't listen. It's Mia Lou.
Oh, that's cute, though.
Yeah, it is cute.
But that would be considered like a first name, middle name.
No.
What's your middle name?
It's all one name. Michelle. With
so
one L.
So it'd be like... Oh, God. I can't even get it. Okay, hold on. Alicia? That sounds like you need to see a doctor.
It sounds like a... fracture.
Because it's not a sprain.
Alicial. My ankle alicialed.
See, and I'm Carrie Ann, so I'd be... Oh, God, I'd be Karen. We don't need to repeat that.
Yep,
we're going to edit that part out.
I knew it. I freaking knew it. You are. You're Karen.
I told you what I did to my friend that one time at a restaurant, right?
I don't know, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, because my memory sucks. We had a friend at a restaurant, and there's like 8 of us at a table, and she was complaining about everything. Everything.
Oh, yes.
And it's kind of a habit. So I got up to go to the bathroom, and I told the servers it was her birthday, and her name was Karen. So halfway through the meal, all the servers at Olive Garden gathered around
the
table.
How long ago was this?
I'd have to look back. I think I have it on video. 3 years? Nothing's changed in 3 years.
No.
But yeah, it was so funny because they all stared at her and said, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Karen. And it was the most silent Karen had been all night long. And I will do it again.
Remember when I got yelled at for how I cut a steak? Like full on yelled at?
Says
like,
the one who doesn't have windshield wiper fluid. Wow, I wonder if she feels targeted.
Full on. Anyway.
Anywho.
Enough about that.
Oh, come
still
on.
Still traumatized.
She was the one we were playing cards the other night. She's like, how's Carrie winning? She's got brain damage. I was like, wow. Wow. It's like, hey, special ed kids meet. I'm like, come on, man. Skills.
Well, we all lost to you.
Some part of my brain that works.
That's why you're going to buy my beers and I'm not going to worry about it.
I am going to buy your beers because you're my driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means if I'm buying your beers, you're my driver. I need you to go out there and honk 3 times when it's warm up, okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure. On that note, thanks for showing up, Carrie, even though I'm the one that picked you up.
Yeah,
thanks
yeah,
for
yeah.
showing up. Thanks for coming to Triggers.
What are we going to name this one?
That's a great question. We'll have
Karen
to contemplate.
Questions, fractures, and sprains.
Maybe. I don't know.
Carrie we'll or Karen? To... I'm not a Karen. Am I a Karen?
These are all good questions, dude.
You're chicken shit to answer that.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your cleaner underwear.